Well, good morning, everyone. All right. Well, let's stand up and wake up. Let's turn to 174. 174. Faith is the victory. Let's sing the first, second, and last. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe and veils below, let all our strength be heard. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On the fourth, to him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, we'll vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Thankful for that victory. We'll be talking about that more later. And it's good to see you today. It's good to have all of our church family and friends with us this morning. Trust that the services will be a blessing to you. And we're looking forward to hear what God would have for us. And again, as always, be mindful. It's Fifth Sunday. And so that means we're going to have food, preaching and food. I mean, and they don't get much better than that. I texted Alan Little this morning. It's Fifth Sunday. I get to preach and then eat. It doesn't get any better. So it's good. We'll have a great day in the Lord, and it's sure good to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Church family, we're going to take a moment here and welcome each other. Please get around and welcome our visitors as well. Please do that. Let's do it.
Thank you.
right, please remain standing. Let's turn to 118. Let's sing the first, second, and last on this as well. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. On the last, I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Please be seated. Please stand with us once more and turn to 341. All right, let's sing it all. On the last chorus, we're going to drop out the instruments and we're going to sing the chorus a cappella on the very last verse, okay? I heard an old, old story. His precious blood's atoning, sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold on the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Wow, that's all I can say. If y'all could have been down here on this front row hearing everything that was coming this way, that was some good singing. Wow, that's all I can say about that. Gentlemen, take your places, and we'll get ready to take this morning's offering and go over a few announcements. As the preacher had mentioned before, today is our fifth Sunday where we have meal afterwards, and I want to invite everybody to stay. Today, if you want to stay for any of them, today is the one that you want to stay for. This is the potluck dinner. Everybody brings their best stuff. They bring their best meats, their best side dishes, their best desserts. They bring the best green stuff. They call it salads, you know. No, today is the day that you want to stay. So we have plenty for everybody. Now, I did give a little instruction to our gentleman who's of the youth department age. I asked them if, since they always seem to go to the front of the line, I can't get them out of the front of the line. If they go to the front of the line, I want them on trash duty. I told them if they go through with their parents, they will be excused from trash duty. But my problem is I never make it back there in time to see who's up there or not. So help me out with that, folks. If you see one of our guys at the front of the line who's not on trash duty, let me know, and I will put him on trash duty. So it's just fair for that. Anyway, let's move on down the line with this. Ladies' brunch is going to be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Cracker Barrel. Ladies' spring banquet is Friday at 6 p.m. Cost is $10.
Please say Miss Teresa for payment on that also. Anything besides that? We need guys to help serve. Guys, we need to help serve with this. So guys need to be here also for that, also to help serve the lady for that. Saturday, we have a bunch going on Saturday. It's not a work day, but wow, we got a lot of stuff going on. The home builders has a class party. The youth department has a class activity. The kindergartners have a class party. We just got a lot going on Saturday. See your prospective teachers as far as that goes. An invitation to the ladies. Miss Marcia is going to be speaking at Victory Baptist Church on the 20th up in Wichita Falls. If you'd like to go with her with that, see her about that. And men's fellowship, we're going to start we're going to bounce this thing off the ground. We're going to bounce it once and see how high we can kick it on the way down. I'd like to see this on a regular basis. This is something Brother Alan Webster is really heartfelt about. So he's going to be the one to kick the thing off. It's going to be a men's breakfast Saturday, the 27th. It's going to be at 9 o'clock. And looking forward to that. And the ladies do stuff around here all the time. So us guys, we need to get together and start doing some stuff. So looking forward to that. So Brother Bob, do you feel like praying this morning? Amen. Come on up here and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. Lord, I have a burden today in our heart to just pray for those who have lost loved ones this year. Amen. That we would just seek your will, Lord, to tell others about Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection, that our lost ones and our loved ones would surely be with us in heaven at some day. Lord, and we just pray for the offering today. We pray for the food that was prepared by many people. We just ask you to bless everything. We especially pray for the message that you've given our pastor today, that someone would come to know you today. And Lord, that other decisions be made for you. And we especially pray for our young ones, our youth, the front row up here, Lord. We know you're special in their hearts. And we just pray for them, Lord, protect them. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I write a lot of songs, I really do, but Dr. Charles Spurgeon, he was on the thing, wasn't he? Once said, and I'm hoping you remember this, if you read in the paper I'm dead, don't believe a word of it. Think about that. If you read in the paper I am dead, don't believe a word of it. My address changed instead. My life is better now than it ever was before. I'm here in heaven praising my Lord. God loves me as he loves his precious son. Jesus paid the price for me, or I couldn't come. He prepared for me a place, just as he said he would. A mansion of gold and not an ounce of wood. If you think I'm in a casket, it's not me. Sinful flesh is the only thing you'll see. My life is better now than it ever was before. I'm joy in heaven while talking with my Lord. I stroll around heaven with family and friends, rejoicing together. Here time has no end. I walk with Peter, James, and John down Hallelujah Street, where everyone gathers to sit at Jesus' feet. If you think I'm happy, you're right. There's more joy in heaven than all its beautiful sights. My life is better now than it ever was before. I'm a joy in heaven while praising my Lord.
Amen.
So if you read in the paper I am dead, don't believe a word of it. My address changed instead. My life is better now than it ever was before. I'm here in heaven praising my Lord. I'm enjoying heaven. I'm exploring heaven, praising my Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Never be more alive when you get to glory. Amen. That's good. Thank you, brother. Well, I apologize once again. We're still having technical difficulties with our projectors. But please, would you be turning to two places this morning? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 1 John chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 1 John chapter 5. We're going to begin this morning looking at this victory. In Christ we can have victory.
Amen.
And as I look at this, it may be more messages than this morning's in it. We'll trust the Lord to sort that out as we go along. But if you found your place, please stand with me in reverence to the Word of God. Just one verse. Well, let's begin to read in verse 55 of 1 Corinthians 15, where it says, Paul writing, and he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Love those little words in the Bible. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then if you'll look with me in 1 John chapter 5. Just two verses there. Verses 4 and 5. Where John now writes, he says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
Father, we love you. We're so thankful for this victory we read about. Thank you for our Savior, your Son, Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you today to enter in a very beautiful way, special way, a powerful way. Would you be pleased to get the preacher out of the way and show us Jesus. Show us Jesus in all his glory and his power, all his saving grace, his mercy, and his love. Pray, Father, O Lord, asking you on behalf of anyone here today that does not yet know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that this day might be that day of a change of their destiny. that indeed they might know that victory that is theirs in Jesus. For it's in Christ's name and, of course, for His glory that we pray. Amen and amen. Of course, you may be seated. You know, I think it's just a sign of the days that we're living in. But there seems to be a great deal of defeat in the world today. Discouragement. Lack of hope. It seems to be in epidemic proportions, if I can say it that way. It is pervasive from our inner cities to our college campuses. There's a very... And I'm trying to think of a better way to say it, but I'll just say it this way. Seems to be a darkness, a dark spirit even in these days. There's a social climate that seems to dwell on the negative things of life. But beloved, I am happy to be able to report to you that we can have victory in Jesus Christ. We can have victory in Christ. You know, y'all been around here a while. You know this. You don't need me to say it, but I'm a simple guy. I'm the son of a couple farmers from the hills of Pennsylvania. And I guess to a great extent that country mentality is just still part of my mentality. You know, a farmer is basically happy and pleased if his pantry's full of last year's garden goods and he's got a roof over his head and his family's safe. He's fulfilled if his animals are healthy and his crops are doing well. Well, you may respond to that and say that's a rather naive way of looking at life. Well, that might be, but it's also a biblical way of looking at life. The Apostle Paul wrote to his young preacher friend, Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8. He says to Timothy, challenges him even, and he says, "And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." Having food and having our needs met. Might we be therewith content? What's it take? What does it take for us to be content? Do we measure our contentment by comparing ourselves to the folks next door or down the street? Do we find our contentment by sizing things up on the latest commercials or what's being sold at the Malnard, or as my granddaughter used to say? Well, as I've already said, I realize that I'm a simple guy. But I know this. God loves me. I know that my God loves me, as was said in the song earlier. You know, I had breakfast this morning. I've got a lovely wife. And Jesus is coming again. What do I have to complain about? What do I have? I totally believe and am convinced that you can have victory in this life. You can have victory in Christ. What's it mean? Again, what's it mean to be victorious? What's it mean to have the victory? Well, when the team, I'll say our team, wins the ball game, we say, "Hey, they're victorious." When an army conquers their enemy, we may declare they are victorious. They have the victory. Sure. Surely those are definitions of victory. But the passage that we've read here in 1 Corinthians to begin, this passage that we see here describes our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ's victory over sin, over death, and over the grave. Now stick with me in this. According to verse 26 of 1 Corinthians 15, he was completely, totally victorious in defeating our last enemy. What was that enemy? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Huh? Death has been defeated in Jesus. Bless his name. My goal this morning is just help us to celebrate. Amen. Help us to celebrate this wonderful victory that is ours in our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Oh my. There's a lot of times I come down on this and come down on that and preach. But this morning, beloved, I just want to celebrate. I want to celebrate what we've got. Amen. This tremendous victory. Beloved, there is victory for those that are in Christ. Indeed, as we've just read, looking once again at verse 57, 1 Corinthians 15. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with that said, let's consider a couple things. You know, there's a certain stress. There's a tension that exists from the contestants before the starting gun sounds. There's a tension that is theirs. The contestants, the runners, if it's a race, they're sizing each other up and they're trying to get the measure of each other. Oh, surely there'll be one or two that's trying to psych out the others to get the advantage any way they can. That pre-race tension, that pre-race stress helps the contestants to compete at their highest level. On the other hand, there's a stress that also exists between two warring armies as they prepare for battle. And of course, that stress, that tension is far greater and far more serious than those contestants in a race. But even that, beloved, that high level of stress will sharpen the senses of those that are about to go into combat. But neither, now listen to this, neither of those examples comes even close to the situation that we are in as lost people. Stick with me, please. The victory that we have in Christ is far greater than any earthly victory. There's no earthly victory, beloved, that can compare with the victory that is yours if you know Jesus Christ. Consider this as well. Consider our lost condition, if you will. Consider the condition you were in, if you are saved, that you were in before you were saved. Now listen, think about this. We were not preparing to compete in a contest. No. We were not getting ready to enter into combat to see whose army would be victorious. Now listen to this. As lost people, we were losers from the get-go, from the beginning. We were losers from the beginning. Stay with me. We were totally lost and undone without Christ. We were the defeated ones. You listening? We were the defeated ones. Now listen. We were the defeated ones with the foot of the enemy on our throats. Huh? Without Christ. Without Christ, there was not a question of whether we would win or lose. Or what would what the outcome would be. Without Christ, it was no question about what would happen to us when we leave this life. Without Christ. Without Christ, we were lost and condemned. Makes it clear in John chapter 3 and verse 18, where there we read, now listen, he that believeth is not condemned. Again, if you're in Jesus, you have the victory. But listen to this. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We were losers. You say, I don't think I like that preacher. Sorry, I didn't say it. You were defeated without Christ. The Christian does have victory. The Christian does have victory, but our victory is not a victory that we won. We did not defeat anything or anyone, beloved, for this victory. Our victory is a victory that we receive. A victory that we receive through our victorious champion, Amen. Jesus Christ. Oh my. Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ entered in and rescued us from certain destruction. There was no question about our end, was there, without Christ? But Jesus entered in. And he changed our destiny. And because of this, because we have the victory, because we have been rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ, this victory, as we read here in verse 57, gives us great gratitude. This victory produces great gratitude, but thanks be to God. I'm so grateful. You know, if you've been around here very long, you know I like those little words. And as we read in this passage and we see that our condition was without Christ, and then Paul inserts that little word, but thanks be to God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Again, those words from earlier. Oh, death, Paul asking the question, oh, death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Yes, indeed, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We understand that. But again, what's that first word of verse 57? But. That wasn't the end of the story. It's not the end of the story. Thanks be to God. Jesus defeated death. He defeated the grave. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Savior. Oh, thank God. Thank God for that victory. This victory produces great gratitude, and we see is obvious. This victory is through the Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where did that victory come from? Real simple. Where did it come from? It came from Jesus. How did we receive that victory? By believing Him. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And so, with that, then, we see that there is indeed victory for those who overcome in Christ. Turning back now, if you would, to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. There's victory for overcomers in Christ. I want to read those two verses again. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. John goes on, he says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Those born of God, we see very simply, those born of God overcome this old world. The Apostle John makes much, doesn't he? John makes much of how we enter into that victory that is ours in Christ. And again, it's not by crossing the finish line first. It's not by forcing the surrender of the enemy somewhere along the way. It is how? By being born again. Being born again. You know, I don't know if we don't talk about being born again as much as we used to, but I remember for a while the media used to make fun of those born againers. Well, I is one of those born againers. Huh? Without being born again, we're in bad shape.
That's right.
Those born of God overcome the world. What did Jesus say? You remember that late night conversation that Jesus had with a man named Nicodemus? Remember, what did Jesus tell Nicodemus? Well, in John chapter 3, verse 7, he said it very clearly. What? Ye must be born again. Huh? Ye must be born again. Wow. He didn't say, beloved, he did not say you should be born again. Oh, yes, we surely should. But he didn't say it that way. Nor did he say, I would like you to be born again. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus didn't tell Nicodemus either one of those things. No, Jesus makes it clear. Oh my, dare I say it? Ye must be born again. And there's no other way to God's kingdom but to be born again. In fact, he says earlier in John chapter 3 and verse 3, he says, verily, verily, and the idea of those words are, this is it, truly, truly. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What's Jesus saying? There's one way to heaven. Oh, wow. We're not supposed to say that, are we? Wow. Some hate it when we claim that there's only one way to heaven. But I'm thankful God gave us a way.
Amen.
Why is that so difficult? God didn't leave us in our sin, but made a way that we might know Him. I realize, beloved, it's not acceptable in a politically correct, gone crazy world to say that there's only one way. We're never supposed to question what others believe. But we're not saying this. God says it. God says that there's one way. You know, so many, hey, let's be honest. Before we were saved, we were just the same. Huh? We want to get to heaven our way. But God's not a Burger King. He's not the Burger King where you can have it your way. It's His way. You know, it's His way or else, right? Beloved, I don't want to be cruel. It's just the truth. But should we not celebrate? Should we not rejoice that the God of glory gave us a way through His only begotten Son? And indeed, He tells us that faith, mine always comes back to that. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Everything comes back to faith. Comes back to trusting God. It comes back to faith. Our faith in the God. Huh? In the God who is able to save us. Do you believe that the God of glory can save you? Absolutely, I believe that. Oh my. We're dying, beloved. We are dying people reaching out by faith to the one that has the power to cure what is killing us. Do you get that? We are in our lost condition. We are dying people reaching out that hand of faith
to the one that is able to cure us from the very thing that's killing us. Brother Jim singing that song this morning fits this right there, doesn't it? Huh? You know, I've told the story, and for some reason the Holy Spirit brings it back to my mind this morning. I remember door knocking in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we were coming off a doorstep of this dear lady. I was visiting with her a little bit, and there's an older gentleman in the front yard with his doggies. He had a couple dogs one in each hand, and he come up, and he was real friendly fellow. He started speaking up, and you know how I hate to talk to people. And so we got in a conversation. And somehow or other, obviously we got to Jesus. I think he was asking us what we were out doing. Well, I told him. We're here telling folks about Jesus, and we're talking about heaven and a few things, and he was kind of shady about what he believes, and I told him I wasn't going to die. Well, he looked at me, his eyes went kind of like that. What do you mean you're not going to die? And he probably thought I'm one of them ones that are expecting a spaceship to come down and pick me up and take me away. No, I says, I'm not going to die. I said, yeah, there's going to come that day where this old carcass is going to be put away. But I'll be more alive than I've ever been walking this earth planet. Huh? Hallelujah, as my preacher in Georgia used to say. Huh? I'll never be more alive than that day when we lay aside this earthly tabernacle and are clothed with that heavenly one. Huh? Victory will be won. Oh, grave, where is your victory? Amen. Oh, my. Faith is that victory. But you know, though you're dying without hope in this world, you'll never reach out to Jesus until you believe that he's able to save you.
Amen.
And even before that, you'll never reach out to him till you believe that you need him. That you need him. Believers. John makes much of this thing in this passage that believers in Christ overcome the world. Believers in Christ overcome the world. John expresses this eternal, victorious truth a couple different ways. He said it one way here in verse 4, and then he's going to say again. In verse 5. Verse 4, he makes a statement that those that are born of God overcome the world. And that victory that overcomes the world is what? Our faith. Then in verse 5, he reverses it and says, the overcomer, the one that does overcome, is he that believes in Jesus, as we read here. Lost friend. Now listen to this. If you're here this morning and you don't have that peace of where you'll spend eternity, this world is not your friend. This world system in which we live is not your friend. It's interesting. Two verses. Did you notice this? In two verses, verses 4 and 5 of John chapter 1 John 5, John mentions overcoming the world three times. Pretty obvious that John makes clear we need to overcome this world. This world is your enemy. And this world, my friend, will hold you in its power. Try to convince you. And even though you're on your way to destruction, this world system in which we live tells us that it's silly, it's ridiculous to feel guilty about things that you've done wrong. Don't worry about how you live or what you're involved in. Don't worry about those things. There's no such thing as sin. You don't need to be concerned about what's going to happen after death. The world tells us that there's no such thing as hell. And even if there is a hell, and if there's a God, he would never send anyone to hell. That's hell's lie. That's a lie from hell. The wages of sin, God says, is what? Death. The wages of sin is death. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, God says, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is an accounting for sin. But in Christ, we have the victory. In Christ, we have the victory. Oh, my. It's not someday we'll have the victory. It's not in the sweet by and by we'll have the victory. If you're saved, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the victory right now. The victory is yours, beloved. Celebrate it if you please. Rejoice in it. We don't have to live under the dark cloud that this world seems to be enveloped in. You belong to Jesus Christ. He gave you the victory. Not that you would endure, but that you would enjoy. Yes. Yes, indeed. 1 John 1, verse 12. I love this verse. 1 John 1, 12. It says, but as many as. Who's that include? Whosoever. Whosoever will. But as many as, 1 John 1, 12 says, received him. Received Jesus. Received Jesus. By faith, put your trust in him. But as many as received him, to them, to all those that receive him, gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Oh my, you want that victory? Friend, would you like to have that victory today? Place your faith, your trust in Jesus. I'm so thankful for verses like this one, but as many as. So thankful for verses like John 3:16, where it says, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. The victory. The victory. Friend, if you're here this morning without that victory, without the knowledge, the peace, the assurance that you have that victory. You can have it today. You can have it right now. Put your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your payment for sin. Jesus, save me. I need you. And Christian, rejoice in Christ. Rejoice in Christ. What's it say? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, we can have the victory. Let's stand together, beloved. Father, we bow before you. And Lord, I just want to rejoice in Christ. I want as best that these frail human lips can do, give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you for giving your life for me. And Father, I want to give you thanks all the days of my life. Might we give Jesus glory, give him honor for what he's done for us. Lord, please, as we sing this song of invitation. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of your Son, be anyone here this morning that has got a question, a single doubt about where they'd spend eternity. I pray, Father, you'd be pleased to speak to those hearts, to speak to those lives. Draw them, Father, savingly, beautifully, gloriously to yourself. I pray, Father, that even now you'd give them that peace. Free their heart to call upon you right now. Jesus, save me. Jesus, I need you. Father, I also pray for all of us that are saved. Oh God, help us. Help us to live lives of gratitude, lives celebrating what you have done for us. Lord, I'm asking you, help me. Lord, as this old world watches on, pray that they might see in this man someone that's in love with Jesus. Might they see in this church family a people that love you. And Lord, I pray, Father, please, throughout our church, throughout the membership of this body, God, please increase our love for you and our thanksgiving to you. Lord, I pray. Lord, I'm asking you for anyone that might be within these walls today that yet needs a church home, needs a place to worship you, a place they can be part of the family of God. Lord, would you be pleased to do for them? There may be folks here today hurting or struggling, battling in one way or another. Lord, I'm asking you, would you enter in by your Spirit and lighten that load? Do for them, Father. Encourage them in what you've done for them. Lord, I thank you for Jesus today. It's in his lovely, beautiful name that we pray. Amen. Brother John.
Page 153.
Folks, these altars are open. You can join these ones. Whatever the need might be, whatever's going on in your life, please don't hesitate. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it to him. We're here for you. Pray with you. Encourage you any way we can. May Jesus be glorified. Let's sing.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Amen. Amen. What a victory.
Amen.
You know, I'm looking at that this week, and I don't think I have a clue what it really means yet. Someday we might. But I don't think we really understand the depth of the victory we have. Lord, impress me with that thought of how the enemy, my enemy, your enemy, literally had his foot on my throat. Huh? Am I wrong with that? I don't think so. But Jesus came to my rescue. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen. Well, hey, amen. Celebrating. We're going to celebrate him today, huh? Well, you know what's up now. We're going to eat. I preached, and now I'm going to eat. And we'll sure have a good time around the table and the fellowship there. Brother John's going to come. He knows what his job is. He's going to pray for the food, and then we're going to sing our chorus. And please don't leave. I'm pretty much assured you're going to eat somewhere. And the food's all ready. You might as well just eat here. Enjoy the food. Enjoy fellowship with Metropolitan Baptist Church. And we'll sure enjoy having you with us. Right? Amen. Just follow the whole way. You follow your notes. Amen, my brother.
We'll sing and then we'll have a word of prayer. He lives. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives.